They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, or so I have been told.
I'm a lost soul out in the cold, nowhere to go, no family, no love at home, just a bag of clothes. If there is a God, communicate just so I know, because I need a friend, I hate being alone. I got a question and I really hope I get an answer. Will I see bright days, cause right now it's darkness. I never knew my father, my mum was with that bastard that used to beat her up and said he loved her after. I was 6 and a half and I can still hear the screams, crying myself to sleep, left me with shattered dreams. It carried up to my teens, it turned my insides mean. I told my mum I'd get a kitchen knife and dead him clean. I'm only 17 and sounded like a psychopath, but every time she left, she always took him back. Until it killed her, he drove her to her suicide. I fucking hate him, cause he ruined my life.
They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, so I have been told. They say we're buried far, just like a distant star, I simply cannot hold.
So here I am, thinking the whole world's against me, wandering the streets, begging for pounds and pennies, and everyone's in a rush, they seem to look right through me. My syringe is the only one that listens to me. I was told by the council I want priority, so I got nothing to do apart from roam the streets. I often think to myself of how it could have been, dozing off as heroin enters my bloodstream, looking like a fiend, so everyone looks down on me. If only they had seen what I'd seen, they would show sympathy, but they don't and they won't, so I do what I can. Sometimes I think to myself, I should end it, man. A victim of circumstance, it's always sad to see. The needle takes away the pain, that's why I repeat. Until I can't feel nothing, I put the nerves to sleep. But one time too much and now I rest in peace.
They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, so
I grab my coffee as the dispatchers inform us of the emergency. I burn my tongue from taking a sip. Shit, silly me. The casualties, 19, could be an overdose. We race through the London streets while he's comatose. I put my hand into my pocket, pull my wallet out to see my son's face. I wonder how he's living now. The picture was taken when he was only 6. When I go through some harsh times, his pic's my only fix. We park the van up, I hope he's alive. No matter how much I push on his chest, he don't revive. His flesh feels as chilled as the concrete. Damn, I've seen at least 10 deaths this week. And I can't die before I look into my son's eyes. His mother I despise for our separated ties. As I put the dead body in the van, I feel so cold and why I don't understand.
They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, so just like a distance.